Father, are there cases where priests are refused dispensation? If they leave without a dispensation in memory, but they are not at peace, how can I help them? You know, sisters, first of all, as you know, in our century, which I keep repeating, the most crisis-ridden century in 2,000 years of the Church's history, nothing like it. Nothing like it. So many priests, of course, have been seduced, mesmerized, whatever verb you use. A priest like this, first of all, obviously, pray for him. However, let me reread the question. If they leave without a dispensation and marry, but they are not at peace, how can I help them? Him? Over the years I've worked with many such priests. I am working. My main apostolate has been four priests. So, I think the best thing would be to find another priest who is willing to help this priest. And the first thing, of course, would be for this priest who is, say, the left of the priesthood, without a dispensation. Well, strictly speaking, is not a dispensation. Strictly speaking, when a priest say, "And sisters, oh my dear sisters, pray for priests that will be able to resist." The temptation of women. Do you hear me, sisters? I know women. Oh, how well I know them. And these can be Catholic women. Their ambition, or some I know, is to, well, get a priest to marry them, or at least to have relations, you know what I'm talking about, with them. In other words, it's a very strong temptation. And as you sisters know, can women ever, use the word manipulate, men? They won't tell the man, "I am tempting you." Oh no. Be so sweet, so nice. "Father, I have a deep problem. Will you please help me?" And the priest, well, he wants to help this poor woman. So, find a priest, and then, of course, the priest in question has to be ready to talk to another priest. Now, without going into detail, I presume one of you sisters wrote this little note. If you wish, sisters, now, if the priest does not speak English, they have to do something about the language, I would be very happy to contact this priest. Write to him. Call him up. "I am calling from Detroit, Michigan, wherever this priest is." And if he speaks English, Where do you see your calling from? It was mission. I am, the priest will tell me, I'm in Tanzania. No problem. Right. We do call other countries, don't we? Better find a priest who is, say, in the same area. And of course the priest must be willing to help. And since this priest has close marriage, well, he will left the priesthood. Nadi has a question to read. Been dispensed. Now, sisters, a priest can be, as the expression goes, laicized. Never becomes a layman, but the term is used, without being dispensed from his vow of celibacy. So, what he would need then, of course, is a dispensation from his vow of celibacy. It could also be because, I think the question says, he is not at peace. And guess one reason that a priest like this will not be at peace. Stupid, he thinks that marrying a woman will satisfy him. How stupid people can be. His situation can be worse than it ever was. And his woman have a stranglehold on him. One of my teachers, I tell you about him, a priest, left the priesthood without any, as we said here, dispensation. One of my former teachers, in 1 year, he came down with terminal cancer. He was dying of cancer, and they asked for a priest. And this Colt's wife of his, I tell you this?
Yes.
Now allow this priest to make his confession before he died. So, find a priest. If you wish, this sister, I'd be very happy to get the priest's name and have an address. And even better, phone number. If you don't have it, give it to me. It's one of my jobs to bring peace back to this priest. And of course also, maybe, because it could be, he might want to get back to his priesthood. Could be. Thanks for the questions. Now we go on. Oh, sisters, I want to thank you. I will return your papers. I will return them all tomorrow. Okay? And now, sisters, we are talking about why the priesthood is issued by Christ. We gave four reasons, and the fourth reason was to be ensured that the Catholic Church will survive. Without the priesthood, there is no Catholic Church, or better, there is no church. Zero. That's why we should always, sisters, always combine two events in the life of Christ. The Last Supper, and Jesus ordained his apostles priests, and his death on Calvary. The moment Jesus died, the church came into existence. And she came into existence because the priesthood had already been counted by Christ. Now, the significance. What is the significance of the priesthood?